Good morning. My name is Bill Klatke, and I'd like to welcome you to today's edition of Living in Baltimore. Our guest today is Mr. Vinny DeMarco, who is head of the Maryland Healthcare for All Coalition. And Vinny's here this morning to talk to us about efforts for healthcare, the Affordable Health Care Act, or Obamacare, and efforts to reduce gun violence. So, Vinny, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Bill, for having me. I really, really appreciate being here. Your show is great. Thanks.
Well, that's very nice of you. I appreciate that. First of all, for those of our listeners who are unfamiliar, could you tell us a little bit about the Maryland Healthcare for All Coalition?
I can. We were formed in 1999 with a goal of achieving quality, affordable health care for all Marylanders. And this is a goal we have worked on very, very hard. And Bill, over the last few years, we have made tremendous progress. Even before the Affordable Care Act at the national level, under leadership of Governor O'Malley, Lieutenant Governor Brown, we've expanded health care to over 400,000 Maryland parents, seniors, and children. And we did it in many ways, but primarily by increasing the state cigarette tax in 2007 from $1 to $2. And that dropped smoking dramatically, especially among kids, but raised over $100 million, which has been used to expand health care to many parents who didn't have it before. Maryland went from 34th in the country in health care for children to 14th.
Boy, that's
wonderful. A dramatic increase. And we have stories from all across the state of people who have benefited. One woman came to a press conference we had in Western Maryland in Garrett County and told us that the new Medicaid saved her life. So she said, "Thank you for saving my life." And that I pass that on to all of you out there who helped us, because this only happened because the people of Maryland demanded it. There are a lot of tobacco companies and others who opposed our proposal to fund health care with a tobacco tax increase, but we overcame it. And, Bill, and we also passed an increase in the alcohol tax, which also helped to fund health care and is reducing underage drinking. These are tremendous successes that we made in Maryland even before the Affordable Care Act.
Yeah, they are. If you look at a map, which the New York Times just recently put out, of where uninsured people are in the country, there aren't very many of them in Maryland. It's between 3-6%.
We have about 15% uninsured in Maryland, and it's 700,000 people. It's a lot of people, but it's a lot less than some other states who haven't been doing the right thing.
Yeah.
It's true. Now, the other good news in Maryland is when President Obama signed the Affordable Care Act, I have colleagues in other states who were so upset because their governors and legislators were trying to undermine it, trying to hurt the people in their state. It didn't make any sense. Here, our governor, our General Assembly made a commitment to fully implement the Affordable Care Act, and that's what they've been doing. Dr. Josh Sharfstein, our health secretary, is really tremendous, and he has run an operation which is working to make sure Marylanders have the Affordable Care Act they need. And if you're out there and believe you might be eligible under the new Affordable Care Act, call this number, 855-642-8572, 855-642-8572. So I urge you to call that number, and they'll hook you up with who you need to be hooked up with.
Okay, great, great. So that's 855-642-8572.
Yes.
And that looks like a toll-free, too.
Toll-free number, and you can find out. There's also a website, MarylandHealthConnection.gov, MarylandHealthConnection.gov. Now, one of the, I guess, problems but also good news that we've had in Maryland is we had so many people apply that the system couldn't handle all the people. And, you know, a lot of people want
to
take
it.
Yeah, predictable. A lot of people want to take advantage of this new healthcare availability. So go to either place, the phone number 855-642-8572 or MarylandHealthConnection.gov, and you can find out what you're eligible for. Now, one of the things we did in Maryland, as I said earlier, was expand the Medicaid coverage for parents, which was great and helped a lot of people. But we weren't able in Maryland ourselves to afford health care coverage for non-parents, lower-income non-parents. As of January 1, if your income's really, really low, whether you have a child or not, you can get full Medicaid coverage. And you can enroll now, so you can call that number and find out. It depends on your income. If your income is above that level, maybe about $15,000 for an individual, if you're above that level, you could be part of the new healthcare exchange. And in that exchange, you'll be eligible for subsidies up to an even higher level. And those subsidies can help you afford it. Everybody in Maryland state government is working very hard to make sure that the Affordable Care Act works well in Maryland.
Yeah, and all people need to do is find out what their
yes
what their rights are and how much money they can save.
Right. Yeah. And take advantage of it. And and as of January 1, insurance companies will not be able to deny people health care because of pre-existing conditions and will not be able to throw you off the plan because you get sick. So, and women will have to be treated the same as men. So there are a lot of benefits. And of course, as we've spoken before, even before all these great benefits, young people under age 26 can stay in their parents' health care plan. Seniors get better access to prescription drugs. A lot is happening. And we've been doing press conferences across the state with Comptroller Peter Franchot to alert small businesses that they're eligible for significant tax credits to be able to afford health care for their employees. If you have less than 25 employees who make less than $50,000 a year, call your accountant, call your broker, because they'll be able to get you these discounts, these tax credits under the Affordable Care Act that can help you a lot. And the comptroller is sending letters to small businesses who are potentially eligible in Howard County and Anne Arundel County so far, and hopefully around the state soon, that will inform them. But if you're out there listening, if you own a small business, less than 25 employees, average income of $50,000 or less, you're potentially eligible for up to 35% or more tax credits for your health care. Please take advantage
of it. Wow. Yeah. That sounds great.
It is great. There's a lot in the Affordable Care Act, which is terrific.
Yeah, yeah, it certainly is. And it's wonderful to see that Maryland has finally kind of stepped up and taken these things seriously in the
Maryland
last couple
of years. Maryland is doing a great job.
Yeah.
For the last few
years, is gratifying.
We have been doing a tremendous job. In fact, a lot of what we enacted, Bill, early on in 2007, 2008, has been a model for the Affordable Care Act. So we're helping to lead the nation and achieve affordable health care.
Now, that's something to be proud of
For
as Marylanders.
We should all be proud.
Yep. And goodness knows, this studio this morning is stuffed with Marylanders. Right?
Yes, that's good. and I'm sure the audience has a lot of Marylanders
that's
out there.
Yeah, that's right.
And if you remember nothing else from this call, folks, write this down, 855-642-8572. Call that number. You'll get help.
Great. Let's talk about efforts to reduce gun violence.
Here, too, Maryland is leading the way. Under leadership, again, of Governor O'Malley, Lieutenant Governor Brown, the General Assembly passed legislation which will make Maryland one of the 6th or 7th best states in the country in reducing gun violence. Senator Brian Frosch, Delegate Kathleen Dumais, many others helped make it happen. The way we're doing that, well, we're banning assault weapons, which is terrific, and high-capacity gun magazines, which we should do. But most importantly, we're requiring anyone who wants to purchase a handgun to first get a fingerprint-based background check and a license from the state police. States that have this have shown that they have lower gun death rates than states that don't, because simply people aren't going to buy guns for criminals if they have to get this fingerprint-based license.
Right.
The state of Missouri had a similar law like this, a license before you can get a handgun. They repealed it, unfortunately, and their gun deaths went up, while neighboring states' gun deaths went down. We're making progress in Maryland. And folks, one of the things I want to emphasize, this law is comprehensive. It requires gun owners, if they lose a gun, to report it or if it's stolen.
Mm-hmm.
And it gives the state police broader authority to regulate gun dealers who are getting guns into the hands of criminals. So when put together, this is, I think, one of the best gun violence prevention laws in the country. And we're going to see some progress.
Yeah. And the thing is that it in no way takes away guns from legitimate owners.
In fact, this is the most fascinating thing. Goucher College did a poll and found that over 80% of Marylanders support the fingerprint licensing of handgun purchasers. 68% of gun owners support it because they know exactly what you're saying.
Yeah.
There's nothing that takes away the rights of gun owners.
Yeah.
New Jersey has had fingerprint licensing since 1966. Gun owners are buying guns, hunting, whatever they want to do with them. It's not interfering with the rights, but it is keeping guns out of the wrong hands.
Yeah. It absolutely flabbergasts me, Vinny, as we've talked before, about how people can cite this as some way that is on the road to losing gun rights.
You know, the Supreme Court ruled a few years ago that states and the federal government cannot take away guns from people.
I mean,
cannot ban guns from people that are legitimately available for self-defense. But the Supreme Court did say that the states can enact laws like assault weapons bans that bans weapons of mass destruction and can regulate the purchase of handguns to keep them out of the wrong hands. So our law is perfectly constitutional. In fact, the judge ruled a couple of weeks ago, last week, when the law took effect, threw out of court an attempted effort to block the law from taking effect. I mean, there's going to be more court challenges, but the judge was pretty clear, agreed completely with you. This law does not violate any Second Amendment rights. All it does is save lives.
Yeah, yeah. And it's wonderful that we have in Maryland this large number of folks who overwhelmingly believe in the reduction of gun violence and that believe in doing it in the way that it is has been happening and is proposed, which is in a very rational step-by-step way that takes advantage of other models across the country for the way to do it.
One of the lucky things we have in Maryland is the Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health. And Professor Daniel Webster there is a top national expert. Hmm. And he did a lot to explain to the legislature how effective fingerprint licensing is. State police leaders came out in support of it. Chief Johnson of Baltimore County Police was one of the leaders. The faith community, moms, hunters, the public came together and said, this is something we have to do. And we did it. And as of October 1, as of last week, Maryland's going to be a safer state.
Boy, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. Let's. The Annapolis session is going to be rearing its head again in just a little while. What are some priorities for that session? What should the session do?
Well, from our perspective, please, we want to make sure that nobody undermines the gun violence prevention law. There are going to be efforts to weaken it. We don't want that to happen. On the healthcare front, we're going to be proposing another dollar increase in the cigarette tax in order to keep reducing smoking, keep Maryland's progress going, and make sure that the Affordable Care Act has all the money it needs. It probably won't pass next year. We're going to make it an issue in a 2024 election. We're going to ask candidates for the General Assembly to endorse it, and we hope to enact it in 2015. So that's our next advocacy goal, another dollar increase in the cigarette tax. And the public overwhelmingly supports it, and we're gonna get it done.
And I would think that that would also result, that dollar increase in tobacco, in more people quitting smoking.
More people quitting, less kids starting, saving more lives, and making sure we have the money we need for the Affordable Care Act. It's a win-win-win.
Sounds like a trick question to me, Vinny.
Well, we've done it before with the support of people like your listeners. And in the coming months, we're going to be asking you to contact your legislators to urge them to support this. But it is going to be another big win on public health for Maryland.
Well, come back and talk to us then, because you got it. You got to remind us of the stuff that we need to do to help support this progress.
Get me back during the election cycle. I'll be happy.
I will be glad to. We got about less than a minute left. Vinny, what would you add?
855-642-8572. Write that down, folks. If you don't have health care or you have questions about how the Affordable Care Act affects you, call that number. And if you find out more about us, go to healthcareforall.com. And on the gun issue, MarylandersToPreventGunViolence.org. So those are the three things to remember. But most importantly right now, 855-642-8572.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thank you,
Bill. Thank you so much. Unfortunately, that's all we've got time for today. Could you give us that contact information one more time, Vinny?
If you want to find out about how the Affordable Care Act affects you and what you're eligible for, call 855-642-8572, 855-642-8572. For more about what we're doing, healthcareforall.com, and on the gun violence prevention issue, MarylandersToPreventGunViolence.org.
Wonderful. Thank you so
much,
Vinny. Appreciate it. Bye-bye. For Living in Baltimore, that's all we have time for today. I want to thank you for tuning in. Let's try to be a good neighbor out there in all of our neighborhoods, and we'll see you next time.